Hello.
Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Am I what?
Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah.
And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
A Democrat.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election on March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Orr and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote.
Yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Okay, first answer, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, Debbie Gonzalez.
I don't know who she is.
Okay, Greg Kassar.
I don't know him. I'm not very good on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Beto O'Rourke.
Somewhat favorable.
Aaron Swisner. Swinner.
I don't know him.
Ronald Gutierrez.
I don't know him either.
Ruben Becerra.
No, I don't know.
Chivo Pastrano.
I don't know them.
Okay.
Who they are.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Gutierrez, probably.
Thank you. And in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Aaron Swinner or Chivo Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
Then here is some information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Chivo Pastrano is a long-life resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers. Moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas school, worked in local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chivo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increasing school funding and teachers' pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on age 35, and increase the minimum wage. Aaron Swinner is her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive hard worker and rules expert means she is an effective voice in stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Aaron is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Aaron works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she funded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for, Aaron Swinner or Chivo Pastrano?
Aaron.
Thank you. Next trait, how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in the Democratic primary election for state representative? Use 1 to 5 scale, with 5 means most important and 1 means not important at all. Climate change and protecting the environment.
Okay, the climate change, yes, it is an issue.
How important on a scale from 1 to 5? 1, not important at all, and 5, most important?
4.
Okay, thank you. Voting rights and protecting democracy.
Oh, very important.
What
probably
number?
A five.
Okay. Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
What was the first part? Say that again.
Yes. Growth development. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong one.
The one about the grid.
Oh, strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
That's probably about a 3.
Fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
That's probably a 4.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
A 4.
Restoring abortion rights.
A 4.
Okay. Vouchers. Stopping governors have a plan to give taxpayers dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
Very much against.
How important?
Again, 5 and 5.
5. Okay. And the last one is gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
What kind of weapons?
Assault weapons.
Oh, that's a 5.
Thank you. When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of the Texas restriction on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives, or one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures.
The second one.
Thank you. Now here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for Texas State House. Please answer each if this will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against, or if it wouldn't make any difference to you. The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technically, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he ripped her. Does that cause you to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or would it make any difference?
Yeah. Vote against.
Definitely or probably?
Now that probably would be a definite.
Okay. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old daughter, and argued in the court that the rape was the girl's fault.
I'd vote against them.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Probably not.
Probably vote against. Would it make any difference, or definitely vote against?
It'd make a difference.
It wouldn't make any difference?
No, it would make a difference.
Okay, so it's probably vote against or definitely vote against?
Probably vote against.
Okay, thank you. The candidate failed to gain endorsement of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hays County?
Probably not.
Okay.
No, I would not.
Definitely vote against or probably vote against?
Probably vote against.
Okay. Well, the candidate lives in Hays County now. They grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have a strong, deep root here.
Probably. But again.
Thank you. Now, lastly, here are some statements about the record of State Representative Aaron Swinner. Answer each reaction as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
What was the question? I understood what you said about her. Okay, what did you say?
So that's, please answer if your reaction to each, if this statement is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
It's all positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, Aaron Swinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very positive.
Okay. After listening to the two grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Karen passed a law to fund education about the danger of fentanyl in public schools.
Very supportive.
Very positive?
Yes.
Erin Swinner has a record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Representative Swinner successfully fought hard, stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billion in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
That's a very positive.
Aaron Swinner has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restriction about against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Very positive.
Okay. And as the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Swinner leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open spaces.
Very positive.
Thank you. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Aaron Swinner or Thilo Pastrana?
Probably Aaron Skinner.
Thank you. Can you please tell me your age range between 1839, 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Do you consider yourself Black or African American?
No.
What was the last grade that you completed?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Hays County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, 30 years or more?
Just the very first one. We've only been here 2 years.
Okay, thank you. That concludes with our survey. And thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.